Welcome back to the Field and Garden Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Mason Ziegler, and thanks so much for joining me here today. And this is a really one of the parts of using local flowers that is just such a great benefit that I just wanted to share it with you. So Ellen Frost, you know, our good friend and also one of our instructors, she owns the business Local Color Flowers in Baltimore, Maryland, and she hosts throughout the year at different times chats on Clubhouse about the florist buying local, scene, right? I mean, everything about why you should do it, how you should do it, all the good things, the troubles, the challenges. And today's talk is about one of those hidden rewards, I think. And so we are going to take a listen to a replay of a chat that Ellen did on Clubhouse with talking about she and her team visited a flower farm. And so, you know, the flower farm visits, first off, you're not going to be able just to call up some flower farm and say, hey, I want to come visit. Flower farms are much too busy for individual private tours most often. But during the times that we are gathering together, there are many different organizations that host these types of events. This particular event that Ellen's going to be talking about was hosted by the University of Maryland, as well as the Association of Specialty Cut Flower Growers. They're the ones that made this possible. And while there were lots of farmers there, you know, budding farmers, established farmers, seasoned farmers, and other people from the industry, there are also designers and their teams. So that's what Ellen is going to talk from, is her perspective as a design studio owner and why they actually closed their business for that day. And she took her entire team to go on this, and what the value of that is. And so let's take a listen to Ellen sharing about why florist visiting flower farms was just so beneficial.
All right, good morning, everyone. I am Ellen Frost. I am the owner of Local Color Flowers. And for those of you who don't know us, we are a floral design studio in Baltimore, Maryland, and we source all of our flowers locally, which sets us apart in the market. I'm also a course creator and an online instructor for the Gardener's Workshop. I have a course called Growing Your Business with Local Flower Sourcing. It's offered once a year, and registration will be in November. It's great for florists and designers and farmer florists and even farmers who are dabbling in design. I think it's an awesome class. So if you're interested in learning more, you can check out the Gardener's Workshop. If you are interested in learning more about the work we do here in Baltimore, you can find us on Instagram at Local Color Flowers. And you can also learn more about sourcing locally on a dedicated Instagram and Facebook group that we have created called Florist Buying Local. You can find us on Instagram at Florist Buying Local Flowers and Florist Buying Local on Facebook. And just a note that we will be recording this talk. So if you come up to ask questions, just a note that you are being recorded for, I don't know why, just to share at a later time. So just FYI. All right, so Jesse is here to help. If you have questions, we would love you to raise your hand. We'll bring you up to ask questions or comments, or any way that you want to be involved in the conversation would be awesome. The more input and the more sharing we have, I think the better. I can talk a lot, but I'd love to hear from you all too. And Jesse maybe can tell you other ways that you can send in questions.
Right. If you don't want to raise your hand and come up and ask your question, but you do have a question that you'd like to have answered, you can also send me a text message. It's called Back Channel here on Clubhouse. And I can ask the question on your behalf. There's a little icon at the bottom right that looks like a paper airplane. And if you click on that, you should be able to type in my name, JESSI, and you'll see my same picture there. And from there, you should be able to send me a text message. And then when we get to the part where Ellen's ready to take questions, I'll be happy to put it in there for you. Thanks, guys.
All right, everyone. So good morning. I hope you have your coffee. Let me tell you why, even though I said we were going to do Clubhouse every Tuesday, we are on here on Wednesday instead. Yesterday, our team went out on a day-long farm tour that was put on by the University of Maryland in conjunction with the ASCFG. And we went to two farms here in Maryland, one called Castle Bridge Farm and the other called Rolling Ridge Farm. And just to give you a sense, it was an all-day tour with a variety of speakers and sort of classes and some lunch. And it was about 100 people. So that was really a mix of farmers, designers, aspiring farmers, lots of University of Maryland ag staff. Dave Dowling was there. Coe Claver was there from Botanical Trading. So overall, just a great day full of people who are interested in flower farming. And I wanted to share with you a little bit about why I think it's really important for designers and farmers too, but certainly for designers to go out and visit flower farms. So much about what we do is connected to what the flower farmers are doing. And so for me and for our team, it's really critical that we visit farms whenever we have the opportunity. And certainly in the last 18 or 19 months, because of COVID, some of that has been put on hold or has been limited. So we were really excited to get out yesterday and visit with everyone. So I'm going to give you my list of top 10 reasons why you should go out and visit a flower farm. And like I said, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to jump in. So number one, I think for us, is to see how the flowers we're using in design are grown. And this is really, it's really critical. I don't know, for us, just seeing where the flowers come from, seeing what kind of conditions they're grown in, understanding that we may be interested in buying the flowers in bud form, or maybe we are interested in buying them in seed form, seed pod form. We may not know that unless we see them actually growing. Excuse me. So it really gives us an insider's look at where those flowers are coming from. Number two sort of goes hand in hand with this. If we go out to the farms, we often find unexpected elements for design that we might want to use in design that a grower might not recognize as something that's awesome. I remember years ago going to Dave Dowling's farm when we would buy flowers from him, and it was in the fall, and next to his one of his greenhouses, we saw this very orange foliage, which looked really pretty. It was like lime green and orange. And I asked him what it was, and he said, oh, that is gooseneck loosestrife from the spring we had bought from the spring. And I said, well, do you ever sell the foliage? And he said, no, I never considered it. We just cut it in the spring for the flower and then leave it. And I said, well, that would be like a great foliage to use. And that started sort of many years of buying gooseneck loosestrife foliage from Dave. But it wasn't, we would not have known about it unless we had been out at the farm and been able to see something really interesting. The same, I have another example. There's a dried element, bull thistle, which is this sort of sharp, spiky, dried thistle that is grown wild on a lot of farms here in Maryland. And it's a beautiful dried pod with a very long straight stem. And when we were out at one of the farms, we said, "Well, what is that? Can you harvest that?" And they said, "Oh, that's just oh something that grows wild. We've never harvested it." And ever since then, we've been buying, I don't know, 5 or 10 bunches a week in the fall to add to our dried arrangements and dried wreaths that we, again, would not have known about unless we had been out at the farm. So I think having your eyes on where the flowers are grown and what is growing on the farm is really super important. So number three, for us, this is super important, to be able to share stories about where our flowers come from with our customers. When our customers come in on Saturdays to buy flowers, part of what they love and part of what is so rewarding for us is to be able to tell them where their flowers came from, to share with them the story of the farms that we work with. Because we always see ourselves as a bridge between the farmers and the customers. We're sort of the bridge between them. So sharing the stories of the farms with our customers is super important. And then number four goes, right together with that is creating content for your social media, for your blogs, for other ways you communicate with your customers, an email newsletter maybe. Being able to share with your customers video of the farms, photos of the farms, that is really what excites our flower people, the people that buy flowers from us, because they are not buying a sort of faceless, nameless product. They are buying a product that was grown with love, in most cases, by a farmer in our community. And for them to be able to put a face to that flower or a farm to that flower makes them really excited and makes them want to buy more flowers. So, creating content is another great, is a great byproduct of going to farms. Number five, it's a great opportunity, like in a case like yesterday where it was a big group tour, to meet new growers. The host of the first farm tour that we went to is a new grower. She's been growing only 2 years, but she is part of the Old Dominion Flower Cooperative. And this cooperative has just been in business this year for is their first year. And we have been buying from them. However, we haven't met many of the growers. They have, I don't know, 25 or something growers. And so we haven't met very many of them. And so being able to meet one of the growers that has been supplying us flowers and see her farm was really exciting. And there were several other members of that co-op there that we got to talk with. And just really learn more about the work that they're doing. So it's also an opportunity to meet new growers that may be potential vendors for you in the future. The second farm we had never heard of, never been to, and while they are just getting started, we're always thinking in the back of our heads, how can we partner with them? How can we work together with them? What can we share with each other to help make this local farm, this local flower farm successful. So meeting new growers is amazing. And then of course, meeting other designers and other business owners that share your passion for local flowers is also awesome. We had a great connection. One of our designers, Jess Valmis, she is a designer. She's also a flower farmer, and she is starting her own farm, trying to purchase a farm and start a venue, an event venue. And there was another woman there who had lunch with us out on the grass who had just purchased some land to do basically the same thing in a different region of the state. And so Jess and her hit it off. They exchanged contact information and really were excited to sort of have somebody to talk to about the journey of buying land and starting a venue. So there's lots of opportunity to meet, people that share your same passions at an event like this. And then always, because I am a big fan, I'm a big proponent of getting as much knowledge about our industry as I can. So, if anybody on here has taken my class, my growing your business with local flower sourcing class, or for those of you who haven't, this is a little preview. I'm a big proponent of becoming an expert in your field, and that means continuously learning about the industry that we're in. So any opportunity I have as a floral designer to learn more about the flowers we're using, about the farmers we're working with, about how flowers are grown, I want to take that opportunity so that I can better do my job. Somebody at the tour yesterday said, isn't it great that we're in an industry where you are never a master? You continuously learn. There's so much to learn, and so much is changing in the industry. Isn't it exciting? And I really agreed with that. There is so much to learn, and I want to be the best designer and the best business owner I can be. And so learning as much as I can about the sort of everything about our industry, the history of the industry, where the flowers come from, how they're grown, how we can design with them, I think is really important. All right, we're already at number eight. Farm tours allow you to learn more about seasonality. And if you are a designer who is working with local flowers and you're just getting started, or you've just not been doing it very long, or even if you're like me and you've been doing it a long time and you want to continue to learn, really, really understanding seasonality is critical. So, for example, when we were doing the tour at Castle Bridge, there was some Lysianthus growing, and it was the second flush of Lysianthus. So there was a discussion about the timing of the second flush of Lysianthus. So, Lysianthus comes in the summer, mid-July, late July, early August. And that's a tricky time for us because we don't usually have a lot of work in the summer. It's just too hot here. But that second flush, we're always interested in that second flush, even if it's short. And so seeing it and learning about it and understanding the timing of that second flush helps us understand if Lysianthus will be available for fall weddings. There was also a lot of questions and discussion with Dave Dowling about why some people don't get a second flush. What they can do to increase the production of their second flush. And so that was useful to me too, because we have a lot of growers who do grow Lysianthus, but not a lot of them offer a second flush. And so I wanted to really understand why that was, why we were only seeing a limited number of second flush availability. Next, which you might be thinking, oh, this is like really dorky, but farm tours allow you to talk to people that you don't usually talk to. And so you get to learn about your industry in a way that you wouldn't if you were just home looking at Instagram. So I had a great discussion with Co Claver. He is the owner of Botanical Trading. Some of you may know him. He is a bulb seller. He's a Dutch bulb seller. So he sells lilies and tulips and lots of other things. He's a great guy, very, very knowledgeable. And we had a really great discussion about how he is being challenged with logistics this past, since COVID started, and what the logistical problems he was having. Now we're all having logistical problems, right? There are shortages on hard goods, there's difficulty in shipping. And so Co was just explaining to me how difficult it was to move product because of lack of refrigerated trucks, lack of shipping options. So they ship bulbs all over the world and all over the country. And so it was great to get sort of an insider's perspective on something we've been hearing about for a long time. But to be able to talk to Co and ask him questions was invaluable. It was just really terrific. And then lastly, and for me, this is probably the number one reason I enjoy going on farm tours, is because we get to visit with other flower friends. And because of COVID, and because we just haven't been out in the world as much and haven't been had an opportunity to see people, We were really excited to be able to have time to spend with growers in our community. And so, of course, we see the growers, we see a lot of our growers that give us flowers every week. You know, they drop off flowers every week, but that is often a very quick exchange, unless you're Bob Woolham and you want to spend the rest of the day with us. But you know, farmers drop off, there's a little bit of chit chat and they leave. There is not a lot of time for you know, discussing how business is going, what are you thinking about for next year, how are you changing because of COVID, how, you know, just like more in-depth, more personal conversations. And so yesterday I was just really so thrilled to be able to spend the day talking with Dave Dowling. Obviously, he is a dear friend of mine and mentor. And like many of you, when I get to see Dave, I have lots of questions and there's lots of great flower discussion. So being able to spend the day with him was really terrific. Also got to spend time with growers that provide us flowers like Seaberry Farm, Plant Masters, and really being able to talk with them about the state of their business and their future plans and how we can continue to work better together in the future. And so I think that was just like really very uplifting for us as a team because we just haven't seen a lot of people in a long time. So, like I said, I can talk for a long time, but let's take some questions. Let's get some conversation going. I want to mention that if you are in a place where you're like, I don't know, are there flower farm tours? I don't know anything about that. First, if you're a designer and you're working with a grower, you can always reach out to that grower and ask if you can schedule a time to come see the farm. You can explain that, you know, you want to be able to share with your customers more about what the farm grows. Obviously, do not just show up at a farm. That is like something a grower will not appreciate. But ask to set up a time to go visit a farm. Ask if you can take pictures. Ask if you can take video. Ask if you can help promote the work that they're doing. Another thing is to ask your ag department if there are tours or ask them to set up a tour. So this tour yesterday was set up by the University of Maryland Extension Service in conjunction with the ASCFG. So if you're in a region where you're like, we should be doing this, reach out to your ag department or your extension service and ask them if they would set something like that up. And I'm sure the University of Maryland would happily talk to somebody about what a tour like that, how it is to put that on. And then lastly, I'd say if you're not already a member of the ASCFG, that's the Association of Specialty Cut Flower Growers, even if you're a designer, you should definitely become a member and you'll get information on tours all over the country. There are tours all the time. And one of the things that we love to do as part of our vacations or part of travel, is to sort of do that around a farm tour. So, those are some ways that you might be able to find out about tours in your region. All right, so let's see. Does anybody have any questions, comments, anything you want to share about tours you've been on or why you think it's important to go on farm tours? I'm all ears. Let me hear from you.
And just a reminder that if you're more than welcome to raise your hand and come up, we'll bring you to the stage and you can ask a question. Also, if that's not convenient or you would rather just send a question, you can send it to me and I'd be happy to ask Ellen. Use the back channel feature, the paper airplane icon at the bottom there, and you can send me a question. I was just going to add also that I also enjoy going to visit flower farms when I am on vacation. And I recently we went to visit our in-laws in Kentucky, and my mother-in-law had noticed that there was a new flower farm being promoted there locally, and I looked them up on Instagram and Facebook once we got there, and saw that they happened to be offering an open house that weekend. And so I had the opportunity to go there and meet the farmer and check walk the fields and got a bouquet from her. And it was great to be able to connect, with another flower farmer. And she'd been kind of going for a couple of years, but had just started sort of offering open houses. And so it was a great fortuitous opportunity. And so I also encourage that whenever you're in a different place or even just a little spreading out a little bit from your own region. It's very fun.
Yeah, that's a great point. Lots of flower farms will do, a farm tour once in a while. Usually not, all the time, but once a year, once a month during the growing season. I know if anybody's around Pennsylvania, Roots Cut Flower Farm in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, is doing a tour on September 25th. This is like a super amazing farm to visit. Michelle Elston, who is the owner of that farm, is our regional director for the ASCFG for the Mid-Atlantic. And like I said, it's just like another great opportunity. So if you're following flower farms on Instagram or Facebook, right, watch out because they may be offering tours, which is a super fun way to get outside and meet your farmers. All right, does anybody have any questions, comments? Let's hear from you. Or are you a farmer who's offered a tour and loved it, or had a good experience doing that? Or are you a farmer thinking about doing that, but you're not sure if that's a good idea? Anyone? We've also had farmers who have had specific tours just for florists that are buying from them. And this is a good way to get, people involved that are interested in buying from you. I think that's great. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm
How's it
cutting
going?
flowers. Let me empty my hands.
That's okay.
I wanted to add for flower farmers that are considering doing a tour. Back in my very early years, I think it might have been my first or second year of just selling to florist, it was really scary for me to kind of let them come over because I was afraid, oh gosh, my puny little farm, there's weeds, there's this, there's that. And I just want to encourage people, that is not what other people see when they come to our farms. They see the gold mines, they see the flowers. And so taking that plunge, that was on a Sunday afternoon. I had like back then, I think I had like 7 or 8 commercial customers that came. They all got along beautifully, even though they're all close together in business. And I learned so much about what they wanted, and I saw through their eyes, and it really opened up opportunities for me. So don't be afraid. You just have to be sure that you're legal, that you've got insurance that covers your business customers to come visit in the event that something were to occur. You know me, I'm always thinking about worst case scenarios, but just getting your peas in a row and doing it and going for it, I think that could be a real business builder.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Lisa. We as designers and as visitors to farms are usually so excited, and I don't want to say like starstruck, but I mean, for me as a designer, I live in the city. I function in the city. My business is in the city. I'm not out at a flower farm all the time. And every time I go, it's like this very special treat. And you're right. What we see is the bounty. We see the flowers. We see what's possible in designs. We are not looking at your, broken drip tape or your pile of compost that you never turned, or it's just that is not at all what anybody cares about. Every designer who comes out to a farm is just so excited to see the flowers and to be a part of what those flowers are that, Lisa's totally right. That is just not an issue.
So what that leads to is that there's really just no reason that a farmer shouldn't be doing this, as little or as big as they are. I know it's a big deal to open to the public, but to open to your commercial customers, serve them some mint iced tea and a few snacks if you want to. And I'm telling you that they will just swoon for you and find ways to use what you're growing. So very much great talk this morning, Ellen.
Thanks so much. Anybody else with comments or questions about farm tours or anything related to farm tours? All right. If there are, Jess, do you have any other questions?
I don't see it. No, I was just going to say, I checked the back channel text feature and it doesn't look like anyone's on there right now either. So.
Okay, great. Well, thank you everybody for joining us this morning. I know we all have busy weeks ahead of us. We are looking at, I think, 3 weddings this week. So we are off to the shop with coffee in hand to get designing. And to meet our flower farmers that are delivering this morning. So I appreciate all of you joining us so early in the morning. We will be back next week on Tuesday, not on Wednesday. We'll be back to our regular schedule on Tuesday at 8 a.m. And if you have any topics that you'd like us to discuss, we did get a couple this week, which was great. You can just send me an Instagram DM at @floristbuyinglocalflowers. Or at Local Color Flowers, you can find me anywhere. And we will take your topics into consideration. So we will see you again next week. And everybody, flower on. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
So most designers and florists don't even really know that these things are happening, right? That it's an option. And friends, I'm always looking at how is this going to benefit me and my business, right? If I was a designer or a florist and I am looking for, you should be looking for, right, ways to stand out in your marketing. Oh my gosh, the food for social media and email content, attending these kinds of events, the things that you learn, the people that you meet, the photos that you can get with you and your team and meeting your farmers. And I mean, talk about rich, deep, and wide. I just feel like there's just such opportunity, y'all. And we're releasing this at the end of 2021. And it's been forecasted that 2022 is going to be the biggest wedding year ever and events. And there's just no better time if you are a designer, own a flower shop, or want to, and are looking to scale and ramp up your business. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. And so I encourage you to follow on Instagram, Florist Buying Local. There's also a closed Facebook group where florists that are looking to buy, that are looking to get into buying local. And this is actually a closed Facebook group, not for farmers. We do have a special group for farmers and florists to connect, which is called Florist Farmer Connection. I think that's the name of it. I will actually put it in the show notes. But the closed Facebook group for Florist Buying Local is where florists and designers that, are just getting started or are facing challenges, this is where you can be with your people that are doing the same thing as you. So we invite you to join both of those groups. And all of them will be listed below this below this episode. Sorry, y'all. I was thinking for just a second there. And so we are just trying to help everybody involved in the flower-based business, local flower growing business, to really just connect, see the big picture, and support one another. And so we invite you. So friends, You'll find all this information and more over at thegardenersworkshop.com, more about Ellen's course, as well as all of our farming and flower business courses. So friends, till we meet again, ciao.